For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria, and this is today's Midday News Report. The San Bernardino City School Board has voted unanimously to rename Cesar Chavez Middle School to Magnolia Heights Middle School. The decision follows concerns surrounding sexual abuse allegations against the late labor leader Cesar Chavez. District officials say a student-led process led to the name change. Students participated through surveys, discussions, and ranked choice voting. The district says students supported the name Magnolia Heights. The name change is based on the school's location on Magnolia Avenue and a desire for a name tied to community identity and pride. District officials say signage and materials reflecting the change to Magnolia Heights will begin rolling out in the coming weeks. In San Bernardino, city leaders have approved a new agreement expanding the use of surveillance technology in license plate readers. This comes as concerns grow over the use of technology in immigration enforcement. San Bernardino City Council voted this week to extend a contract with Axon, a company that provides body cameras, drones, and license plate reader technology to police departments. The five-year agreement would expand San Bernardino PD's body camera program and support drone operations. The agreement also replaces SBPD's previous contract with Flock Safety for automatic license plate readers, which they said ended last month. Councilwoman Sandra Ibarra was the lone no vote. She says she's concerned federal agencies could try to access license plate reader data without SBPD's knowledge.
There are agencies that have contracts with these camera providers to access that information without us knowing or PD knowing. And I just want to make sure that we don't have the same situation with the Axon cameras.
DHS agents monitor Flocks and Axon license plate readers to track suspects and detain people. But SBPD officials said that there's never been a data breach in the 9 years they've contracted with Axon. SBPD also says state laws limit how they share data with federal agencies. But residents say they're frustrated with the decision. Alberto Hernandez says he's attended council meetings for months to speak out against the use of license plate readers.
Todos debemos tener privacidad con nuestra información.
In his native Spanish, he says that everyone deserves a right to privacy. He says he feels agents are stealing people's license plates and faces. And instead of helping to fight crime, Hernandez accuses Axon of selling private information to ICE and other for-profit organizations.
ICE y otras organizaciones lucrativas.
Meanwhile, most of the council, including Mayor Helen Tran, supported the contract extension with Axon. A proposal in Governor Gavin Newsom's state budget could stall California's mobile crisis program. That's an initiative that sends behavioral health workers instead of police to respond to mental health emergencies. CalMatters reporter Ana Ibarra explains.
In 2023, California made the Mobile Crisis Service a statewide benefit, using temporary federal funding that covered 85% of costs. But now that federal funding is decreasing to 50%, and Governor Newsom's proposed budget seeks to make the service optional instead of having the state cover the funding gap. That means counties that choose to keep the service would have to pay for it themselves at a price tag of $150 million to $200 million a year. Some counties say they'll have to reduce the hours their teams work or cut the service entirely. Rural counties that have just gotten their programs off the ground say they won't be able to keep them going without state help. Though the program started as a Medi-Cal benefit for low-income residents, teams also respond to the uninsured and those with private insurance. The legislature has until June 15th to approve the change, along with the rest of Governor Newsom's proposed budget.
That was CalMatters reporter Ana Ibarra. Our spring pledge drive begins next Tuesday, May 12th through 14th, but you can support right now. We worked hard to grow our newsroom and provide original reporting you can trust. But we need your support now more than ever to continue investing in local journalism for the Inland Empire. Donate at kvcr.org or call 877-512-8843. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Have a good weekend.